Now, in our business, there are lots of jobs to be done. There's marketing jobs and accounting jobs and advertising jobs. And today on this episode, I'm going to share with you my favorite thing to outsource. I'll see you there. Want to know what it really takes to build a thriving, profitable business from the ground up? Hey, I'm your host, Cody Burch, and this is the Cody Builds a Business podcast, your unfiltered front row seat to watching me build a seven-figure online business from scratch or die trying. Let's get started. Hey, what's up? Cody Burch here. Welcome back to the show. And before we get started, I want to make sure that you know about my ad class coming up this week. There's actually two chances to join live, and you just go to codyburch.com/ad class to secure your seat, and we will write an ad together. And that leads me to the topic of today's conversation. Now, as I mentioned in the introduction, there's lots of jobs to be done in our business. There's all sorts of jobs. And what I don't like doing as a business owner, now I've got a very, very small team. 95% of the business happens with just me. I work with clients, I do the sales calls, I make the proposals and the pitches and run the memberships and write the ads and the emails and the blogs and edit the videos. I do a lot of stuff. I'm not saying you should, I'm just saying that I do that. And the other 5% is from my operations manager who continues to egg me on and say, you've got to start outsourcing some of this stuff. But there is one thing that I love to outsource in my business. I was talking with a friend of mine, his name is Casey, and he turned me on to this idea called jobs to be done. I forget exactly where he heard about this, if it was part of a seminar he went to or a book that he read. But if you think about all these jobs to be done in our business, there are advertising jobs and marketing jobs and writing jobs and editing and publishing and posting and recording and all those things. And when you think of your business that way, then you need to make sure you have the right people or assets in place to accomplish those jobs. So, for example, what I'm talking about here is when it comes to the job of going out into the world and finding people that have problems that I can solve, building a connection with them, and then helping them understand how I can solve their problems, and then bringing them back to my doorstep so I can then work with them, that's a big time job. Now, I guess you could call that job marketing, right? Like getting my message out to the world in front of the people that I feel called to serve so that they know how I can help them. And then they meet me, they build a relationship with me. And when the timing is right, we do some work together and have a lot of fun and help them with their results. In my case, help them with their funnels and their advertising and their marketing. So that job, I outsource. I don't like to do a whole lot of stuff. I don't like to go to events. I don't like to network. I don't like to be on direct message all day. I don't like to post to social media. I don't like to Instagram story my life. Those all sound like things that take a lot of work. Now, I love the podcasting stuff. That's why I've done an episode, at least one episode a week now for several years, and it's really helped. And I'm glad that you're here listening along with me on this crazy journey. And I do outsource, though, that marketing part. I do it via writing a great ad. And when you have a well-written ad, you can, in a way, metaphorically, pat it on its little head in the morning, and you give it its little sack lunch with its name written in black marker on the front and a little Capri Sun and a little peanut butter sandwich and say, hey, ad, go out into the world and do your job. Go out into the world and find people that I can help that have this list of problems that are looking for these types of solutions and introduce me to them. Help them understand how I can help them. And then I'd like to talk to them later. If they're ready, they can join my email list. I'll send them some resources. Or I could even say, hey, ad, in this little lunchbox I gave you, this metaphor is kind of coming off the rails, but in this little lunchbox I gave you, there's actually a gift for those people. So when you meet people that have problems I can help, I want you to give them that gift, right? And if the metaphor is totally losing you, I mean like a lead magnet, a giveaway, a course, something like that. Maybe it's free, maybe it's low ticket cost. And I outsource that. And then every night those ads come back home and I say, hey, how'd you do? What have you been up to today? And they say, yeah, went great. I got you 22 new people that have that kind of problem. And I gave them that gift and they're on your list now and they'd like to talk to you or whatever, right? And that's the power of a really well-written ad. You see, you don't have to be on, right? Air quotes. You don't have to be on. You ever have those days you just don't feel on? For me, it's, I don't know, at least one day a week. I'm like, I don't feel like doing anything. I don't want to put on actual normal clothes. I don't want to go to the gym. We just had our recent first snow over the weekend here in Colorado. So it's super cold. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to go outside. I don't want to walk the dog. I don't want to go to the gym. I don't want to go to the store. I don't want to do anything. But if my business relied on me needing to get on in those days where I didn't feel like it, I would be in serious trouble. The good news is I have those ads out in the world doing that job for me of attracting those people to me. That's why I'm so passionate about this ad class coming up. I know the power of one really well-written ad in your business. It can do all those things. Go find the people, meet the people, introduce you to those people, help those people, call out to those people, build a relationship with those people. connect with those people, repel the wrong people. Like, there's lots of little jobs that get done, whether you feel like it or not. If you can just capture a moment of inspiration where you write a great ad and then you just publish that ad and you send it out in the world and you say, go do some work. I'm busy. I want to go do something else. I want to sleep in today. It's cold today. I don't want to get out of my sweatpants. I don't feel like going to the gym today or doing anything. I just want to sit on the couch and watch Netflix. Great. You have the ad out there doing that work for you. Then you don't have to worry about it. Whether I'm hosting events or I'm at birthday parties or I'm hiking or I'm camping, I'll never forget a day over the summer. I was running my Pay What You Want ClickFunnels templates campaign. And I think while I was at the zoo, I went to the zoo for 3 hours with my family. I think I made $300 or something like that. So I checked my phone and got back to the car and looked at my phone. I was like, geez, this is crazy. Like, I didn't do anything. I was at the zoo eating pretzels and popcorn and looking at giraffes while my ads are out there working for me, connecting with people, getting me customers, et cetera. So, and I'm not talking about any kind of ad. I don't mean an ad that goes viral, an ad that gets 1,000 engagements or shares or likes. Those things are fine. But those are really vanity metrics. I saw in a Facebook group over the weekend, a guy said, my ads are getting great click-through rates, but they're not buying my thing. Anybody know why? And I don't know why. I didn't see his ads. I didn't write his ads, but I saw that and thought, man, I wonder who told him that click-through rates really mattered. I wonder who told him that cost per impression was really important. And not him. I don't even know this guy. I'm just in a Facebook group with him. And it jumped out at me how often people focus on the wrong metrics. I want ads that go get leads. I want ads that go get me customers. And there's a subtle but important distinction between those two types of ads. That's what we're doing this week at the ad class. So check it out. Go to codybirch.com/ad class. I'll put a link in the comments as well if that suits you. But just imagine a world where you have that ad out there doing that heavy lifting for you, bringing you people every day, bringing you this new harvest of people every day at your doorstep, ready to work with you. They know who you are. They feel a connection. They know how you can help them. And they want to work with you. It's a really cool feeling. And it's totally possible. So that's my thoughts for today. Hope you have a great weekend. Hope this got you closer to finding, whether you do it with me or somebody else, find a moment of inspiration and write a great ad and let it go do that work for you. I'll see you in the next episode.